Welcome to Argue Bros, the podcast that gives you multiple perspectives on today's hottest topics. Hosted by Nico Pingin, Fred in Progress, and Jess Freeman. If you're looking for some inspiration from and for normal people, or simply want to know the bros a little more, you better open up your mind to the fresh perspective that's coming your way right now.
And now, welcome to the next episode of Argue Bros. This actually might be the last one of season one, guys. But we got the co-hosts here. We got Fred in Progress, Jess Freeman, and of course, Nico Pingin. How y'all doing?
Man, he gonna say that about 10 more times. You gonna be like, dang, yeah, I thought this was the last one, man.
Yo, you gotta get it. Let him know. This might be. Yo, comment below how many times you think I'm gonna say that, because we're all just waiting on Fred in Progress to give us the green light, okay? Y'all can blame him. Don't blame me.
Green is yellow, and it's gonna be yellow for a good minute until it's green.
You pop out with blue.
I hear what you said.
Boop, boop, boop.
Nah. I said it's not. It said it's yellow till it's gonna be green.
Nah, your mic is messed up.
Testing.
Oh, yeah, he's. But yeah, we're having a malfunction here, but it's okay. No worries.
I'm back. My fault, guys.
Talking about my Mac messed up. What?
Nah, my bad. But we were actually talking about the differences of being like single and being married, if like they're actually a benefit to one versus the other. I'm thinking that being married and having children gives you the highest advantage in certain structures, especially social structures as well as employment structures. What y'all think?
Nah. I think being single allows you to have the freedom to maneuver in the environment, such as like I'm gonna move all the way to Los Angeles from Alabama because of the better job market, or like I did.
But you could do that with a wife and children.
I disagree,
bro. That's a completely different amount of money. Like I can't just I'm gonna hop in my car, I'm gonna drive.
But if you have money,
to Massachusetts, you're gonna have to have a way more money to be able to move an entire family.
But you
are we
still
starting at the beginning or at the or the middle of your career, like? Where are we at in age? Because it depends on age as well.
You think that matters?
Yeah, it matters. What do you mean? 18-year-old with like two children and a wife? Are we talking about like a 35-year-old with two children and a wife? Like,
if we're considering age, we got to consider race and gender.
As long as you have the deposit,
who's
you can
making
move.
That kind of money at 18 with two children and a wife? What are you talking about?
You think people get married at 18, though?
I ain't say married. I said wife. My apologies. Baby mama and two children.
A lot of people.
Let me change that to about 22, because 22 is a more realistic age. That's a lot of them out there. There's a lot of us out there. I mean, there's a lot of people out there.
Yeah, you're not 22.
I ain't got no hidden
kids.
I ain't got no hidden kids.
Yeah, you ain't 22 no more.
I ain't got no hidden kids I don't know of.
Nah, but so you don't see the advantage of getting to that married life?
I see the advantage in very set situations.
Or you see the shackles that it brings.
I think depends on what life you want, and it depends on the current circumstance you're living in. Because the only benefits really is appearance. Yeah, so I think the only benefits is appearance, because appearance is so important to society and important gaining positions and companies and gaining trust in people. Because a man with a family is way more trustworthy than just a single man.
You think so? More credible, yeah, you mean?
Yeah, more trustworthy. Not just credible, more trustworthy. Yeah, because you got kids, and you got kids. People with kids usually, when someone says a father with kids, they immediately think they're way more trustworthy because they're taking care of a young life.
I disagree. I highly disagree. I highly disagree.
Hey, don't
elaborate.
You ain't got to tell me you're gonna be a deadbeat dad without telling me.
Elaborate.
Hey, I'm not telling you I'm going to be a deadbeat dad. Maybe, but no, I'm just playing. But yeah, I highly disagree, bro. Just because when somebody hears, oh, he's a single dad, immediately they stop thinking parents and go straight to, what could have happened? He's a weird guy. Why is he a single dad? This and that.
Whoa, or they can. I didn't say single dad. I just said the kids is important, more important than the wife in the relationship of the trust factor. I didn't say it was a single dad. Single dad is a whole different concept. And single dads could be looked upon well as well, because they're stepping up to take care of the child.
And I disagree as well with that.
With single dads
kids
being looked well?
Not, no. With the kids being the main view.
Okay.
No, but I think that's a good idea, though. Because then when you focus on the children, you're focusing on the legacy, and that's the most important part.
No, we're talking about how the outside views it, though.
How does the outside view it?
That's what Justin's saying he disagrees with.
You want to know how the outside views it?
How?
It could be like many ways. I could view it from one angle and be like, yo, why is this man just straight disrespecting his wife, making him suffer and torture for the kids and shit like that? Or I could be in this other angle and be like, damn, this girl got her phone on this guy's neck. Like, she don't let him breathe. That's his slave. Shout out my cousin. But I could look at it at many angles. And at the end of the day, this is all about perspective and how your mind is heading.
I mean, when you think about it in the sense in trying to climb up the social ladder or the corporate ladder, like, for example, Napoleon Hill, he researched 100 of the most successful people in the country years ago. And at a time, they were all men. And every single one had a woman who loved them and supported them. And this was in the Inc.com.
You got to put that in public.
In Inc.com. So he literally interviewed 100 of the most successful individuals, and they each were married and had a wife.
But
and
did he only search for those who had a wife? Or did he choose just the most successful? Like, what was his criteria of search?
It shows here that the criteria were just the most successful people in the country.
But how did he criteria the most successful?
I don't know. Like, you're going to have to research that.
No. Also, so like, the job position.
It could be a bias. It could be a bias.
Hey, that is true. I'm not knocking that. That is true. It could be. He could have just went to the, you know, it could have just been him and his wife, and they were just going to, like, you know, different, like, dinner parties and stuff like that. And then that's where he asked them, like, hey, what's your success? It's like, oh, me and my wife, we do this together. That, oh, wow. That's how y'all do stuff.
And then that also was in the past as well. You got to think about in the now. The now, a lot of people are getting rich with, like, the boom of the internet and such, with not having to really have families, not having to work for people. And then on top of that, because of how expensive things are right now, a lot of people aren't getting married as quickly.
Yeah, it's tough right now.
Not how expensive things are. Things are not as...
Not just that, but a lot of people are coming on to a relationship with debt. Like, if you have student debt, that's a tough conversation to have with your spouse or future spouse.
Hey, Sally May...
Like, if you were a college dropout, or you finished like a associate's college, like, you normally don't have college debt like that. But if you have like a,
like, damn, bro, I love you, but your debt don't love us. Like,
yeah, but if you get somebody with a bachelor's or a master's or a PhD, and they got like work. They got like $270,000 in a social master's program, and they expect you to pick up the tab, and their tab is like $1,300 a month. And it's like, whoa, hold on. This is,
and
like,
girl,
rent.
You more than a house.
This is a rent right here. Or this is a mortgage. This is a mortgage in Alabama. This gets me an 8-decker in Alabama.
This is a mortgage. This is a nice expensive vehicle. Man, this is a honeymoon. This is a vacation. This is a wedding. Man, we can make that $200 stretch. Man, go back and, yo, they got a refund policy at college. You're like, I unlearned this. We're like, in the court of law, I return this. It's in that bag.
Yo, because they really expect you to come in, and you doing your thing, you working hard, and you trying to make the best version of yourself. And, you know, other people, you know, I don't think it's kind of fair, you know, when you come off as somebody who doesn't have debt, not to say that you're better than anybody else, but to say the fact that you're coming in and you're at net zero and you're trying to build with somebody. And how can you build when you're at net zero and they're coming in at like negative 250 and their net income is like 20, 30, 40, 50, but their expenses are like negative 80 per year.
But we're derailing from the origin of the question.
Yeah, the meat and potatoes of this question. Appearance. Skill or appearance? Like, should they focus on their life on having the appearance of being like a stand-up guy by getting a wife, getting some children, or pretending to be what people expect them to be so they can climb?
No, I think you should get a wife because that person's going to be able to help you stay on task, especially if she's the right one.
You
got to
look at statistics here because there's a lot of divorce. So there's a lot
That's why you got to choose the right one that helps you.
Yeah, I mean, you're adding a lot of factors to this. Like, what do you mean? Getting appearance is more difficult than getting the skill.
No, but what are you talking about? You need both.
I disagree and I agree.
No, you need somebody that can help you out.
I can tell you why I do both. One.
Oh my lord.
If you're in a political position or in a social position that's like, you need to be seen in the public's eye. You need somebody in your hand as a family so you can be warming with, so somebody can relate to you. So I understand that in that point. Now, if you're in a freaking business like, what's this guy's name? The Tesla guy or the Amazon
technology?
Guy, yes, or any booming business.
Mm-hmm.
You can't afford somebody that has a family and be like, hey, I need you to go on a trip that's like for 3 weeks. He's gonna be like, but my kids, can I take this off? Can I? So you're not gonna be like, you're gonna hire the single, not young, but fairly in his youth guy that's more willing to take those trips and take those outbounding business adventures to bring the assets in.
But hear me out though. Some CEOs look at the family man because he has more to lose. And so he's gonna put more effort into to not lose. Because it's kind of like a hostage situation where like they need this job. They need mm-hmm. this money. That they family go to private school, not public school. They wife go get a spa. She do Pilates. They need this money.
The family man is the family man. He needs mm-hmm. time for his family.
No, there's a lot of family man who do like 60 to 80 hours, man. The money is the dad. What you talking about?
Yeah, but a successful family need dad time.
Yeah, they a lot of successful family. Dad wasn't there. Mom did everything. The yeah, money but you like can. Dad.
And now we got a lot of kids singing. Daddy wasn't there to take me to the fair.
But I rode in a Porsche.
But don't you remember the fact that if you grew up with like if you were blessed with the capacity to grow up with two parents, you got to have that experience of like what you're supposed to do in a relationship and how you're supposed to lead another, especially if you were a guy. You learned how, you know, you're supposed to be an example and stuff like that, how you're supposed to grit your teeth when the going gets tough and stuff like that.
I mean, in this day and age, I get that. I get that. But that's difficult, though, as well. Like, we got the internet now.
Oh, you
a
think
lot of people are, like, unlearning the things that they learned from their parents because the internet is overwhelming.
Mm, you think it's positive information that's getting overwritten in the brains?
Hell no. It's We got all these advertisements and all this algorithms pumping in whatever they want to see.
Mm-hmm.
So we think adults can't make decisions for themselves. Imagine kids just getting to feel the same thing over and over again, whatever they want to look at.
Mm. Do you think a child's actions define that appearance in like a family man's career?
Dang, yeah. If you do that, fucked up kid. A lot of high paying six figure niggas in like C-suite corporate positions got lost their job because their children were just crazy on social media and stuff. Yeah.
Imagine if your freaking daughter is like, shout out to my OnlyFans.
They got strict policies like that? Like your family can't be an embarrassment to our institutions?
There's one girl went on a racist tirade and her father got fired.
Oh my lord.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and the father went on TikTok and was like, I just want to say this to all of them. I did not raise her this way. Blah, 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 blah. And I kicked her out of the house. I'm like, man.
Was he lying, man. You think?
I mean, I don't know. He sounded distraught. I mean, he lost his money.
Yeah,
there,
he sounded tight as fuck.
Or was he mad that he taught her all that stuff and he wasn't thinking like she was going to show it to the world?
Just like, hold up. This is kind of off topic, but just like how that daughter brought two stories like that. Daughter brought like a 18-year-old into the house. She was 15.
Got her dad killed.
18-year-old. Yeah, got her dad killed. And he had like three more siblings. Like, bro.
Finish the second story, man, before I even opinionate on that shit, because that's that shit got me wicked. I bet you her siblings want to beat the living shit out of her. I swear to God. I could imagine. Imagine you going up and you finding your mom or your dad are laying on the floor and you see your sister or your brother with some little...
You turn into Sasuke right away.
You mean Itachi?
No, Sasuke, when he saw Itachi.
Kill his parents.
Now turn Itachi, kill both of them niggas, disappear.
No, bro, because you saw them die because of your older sibling. And so you want revenge. Come on. Did you not watch Naruto?
Come on now. Like, come on. You ain't got to say you watch it without saying you can watch it. Come on now.
Bro, time out. Don't attack me because I was brainwashed by Naruto, all right? But... I was open.
I see you wear it off, man.
Oh, hell yeah. Because that shit is horrible. After I started watching every other anime.
You're hating?
No, I'm not hating, but it's like.
You don't appreciate
it. You could tell it was made in an earlier era.
Dang. You said that's Kishimoto bad. Is trash, man.
No, he's not trash. He's not trash.
Kishimoto, he hates your work. He hates your work, Kishimoto. He said he could do better. And the question is, can you do better? Can you come up with a story that's not rushed, sir? Is that something that you're capable of doing?
Yeah, bro. But no one knew you gonna want it by next week.
Yeah, of course. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to. He's like, I know you was riding when we were talking. Where it at?
Yeah. He's like, I haven't slept for 6 days. Nigga, hard work takes time. Like, nigga, what the fuck you mean you haven't slept for 6 days, bro? I don't know.
But don't you have a story that's like almost 4,000 words that's about to drop on ecopenguin.com?
Correct. Yes, sir. But I took my time and I adjusted and made some progress little by little. I did not
stay up for 6 days. Man, you remember Pharaoh and the pyramid? Man, Rafi riding the cap like, ka-chow! Ka-chow! Where the other word? Ka-chow! Bro, he riding them. I was looking at the back. I was watching from the back like, damn, man. He said, type them fingers, bro.
Now, Fred just picking up the stone of the website like, damn.
I just checked in like, damn, you still on it? Goddamn.
Yeah, because I was thinking, like, you know, if you take like a corporate move, you know, and you know, you tie the knot, you know, and you start, you know, going down that path, that'll enable you to get to conversations, get to opportunities, and get to certain situations that you might not have been able to get to if you were single. Because you being single, you just don't know the opportunities that fly over, because you being in a relationship enables somebody else to like almost like attach almost like a certain level of respect, like you were saying, Fred, and trustworthiness. Just because you have that now, that relationship, now they can see that trustworthiness and they can confide, oh, you're capable of supervising other people.
I think we're missing something as well.
What?
I think there's a third factor we need to add in, which is besides just appearance and skill, we also have to add in networking. And I think they all interlink on different vertical and horizontal levels, because with networking, couples want to network with couples. So if a lot of the people are married in those corporate positions and such, they don't want to network with a single man because they can't go out for dinner and bring their wife and you're alone.
Fred, before you get deep.
Dang, bro, you hit it right on the nail.
That's what I'm saying. Before you get deep.
Damn, bro.
Skill or appearance? For what? Are we fucking talking about marriage, a job? What the
fuck? So we have different, there's different ones. Okay, so let's say name three arenas here. So we have the entrepreneur, we have the corporate man, then we have the political man. Something like that. We'll say political.
That's smart. I like those. Yo, hit Fred in progress if you're a politician. Yo, this guy can actually do a lot of stuff for you. He got cheap rates right
now. Together.
He got cheap rates right now. Get him while he's young, because he's going to raise the bar when he's 35 and he's eligible. He's going to raise that money. He's going to need those political donations at 35.
Man, next Barack Obama, they're going to be looking at my history like, damn, Barack smoked weed? Oh, my God.
It's like, man, he's the Obama 2.0. You know, but yeah, because in that situation, the entrepreneur can get access to different funding when he has that relationship there. Because just like you said, that networking is different. Because if everybody's in a relationship, you know, they're going to have, like, the same complaints.
Now, what if it's the opposite? What if you're the only one that's like, hey, well, my kids, and everybody's in their first, like, well, nobody cares, Jeff.
But think about it. The money is about 35 to 40.
But think about it. Like, all the top billionaires all have marriages and children. Yeah, you could go down the list. Like, they're all.
I could disagree. Because all the top billionaires. I can also say all the top billionaires hire all these Instagram models every other weekend.
Name three that don't have children or aren't married right now.
How do you like it so far? Don't forget to reach out via social media and suggest the next hot topics to argue about.
Tesla guy. Jeff Bezos.
No, he has like 7 kids. Bezos got like 3.
But he's
kids.
Not married, and they're not married.
Right, he's
not
been together. Married like 3 times.
Bezos, it doesn't matter. They're twice. Not together. It doesn't matter. Whoa.
He's a married man.
You ask me for marriage history or if they're married together with the kids right now. Is that what question you asked me?
Yeah, and you didn't answer one yet.
Well,
you
answered together, or are they criteria?
You ain't answer one yet. Yeah,
yo, what you mean? I just gave you.
No, I said niggas that don't have
two. And check it out, Kanye West. Bam, that's 3 right there.
But he has 4 kids. He was married.
You say that? You don't say that?
We should throw sports and entertainment in as like the.
I said he was married. I said choose non-billionaires who don't have a marriage or children.
Are you talking about like at one point or ever?
Ever.
You gotta specify a little bit.
I did say that. Ever.
You said millionaires or just like business owners?
Nah,
I said billionaire. Do you think I got Google search in my left?
No, but you was talking like these top successful people can be single. And I'm like, I haven't seen a single successful person. Like the only person I thought was single was Mark Zuckerberg. But then I found out that he was already married. And I was like, oh, snap. I didn't even remember that. That must have been like before he became a billionaire.
You control Facebook. If you don't want nobody to know, he ain't putting it out there.
No, like it's him and his wife. Like it's crazy. Like they're 50-50. I think that's what it was.
Facebook?
Something like that. Either the Facebook or the...
He don't got no wife.
The charity. Yes, he does. He's married.
Is he married to that Asian girl that's on that meme?
Yeah.
That's his wife? Oh, that meme where he like walking out with like the robe and stuff? That's
what... Yeah.
He got married.
Though. And like just like Bill and Melinda, they have their own foundation that they control 50-50.
They ain't broke up yet?
Nah.
I think it was in a scandal about breaking up or something. Because he was like messing with...
Bro, these are billionaire conversations that they're talking.
I mean, it was in the news. Like, she did, like, an interview about it.
Yeah, but, you know.
Let's
talk more mid-level. More realistic. Yeah, let's talk more six figures.
Yeah, but even at your job, if you get the opportunity to get married, that gives you the leverage to be able to, like, how you were saying, speak with, like, the vice presidents and, like, hey, I was thinking about taking you and your wife out to eat with me and my wife. We were planning on going to insert, you know, 3-star hotel with a restaurant or whatever. And we wanted to invite you. It's like,
Let's take it even bigger. So is it because of the human expectation? And that's what life is. So the appearance is based on expectation. So around that age, if you're not married, you're a weird outlier.
Yes. It's like, why are you single? Can you not get along with a female? Or, like, can you not get along with the male if you swing that way? Like, why are you by yourself? Like, why are you alone? Like, you should know by now that it's kind of lonely being by yourself. And so then when you have somebody, then it's like, okay, this guy's just like us. He's human. It's kind of like when Monkey D. Dragon was found out to have Luffy. Everybody was like, wow, you actually have human emotions?
I can agree with that. But also, I would like to bring another possible thing into the mix here. Do you think with the social norms changing as they are and marriage becoming less and less likely, do you think the appearance or what people assume the correct appearance should be would change then?
I think the appearance is
based on what people expect. What people expect is based on societal norms, and societal norms are based on what's actually going on in the world. So you think that the appearance could change to then benefit the single man because of the generation we're living in currently?
Yeah, I think it's going to benefit both single men and single women. I think the marriages are going to go down because that's the current rate that it's going down. Like when you watch like the culture and stuff like that, it's not really promoting marriage. It's not really promoting people to get together, and they don't really see the benefits of doing that because most of the culture that, you know, that you're involved in, they don't promote that. They don't show the benefits of, like, you know, what's it like to have somebody on your, let's say, your property insurance or whatever, showing you that you're both joint property owners, as well as filing together for the IRS, enabling you to get to a higher income bracket and still paying lower taxes just because you're married. And then when you have children, just because you have children, like, you're capable of gaining, I think it's like $250,000, like, with a woman and like two or three kids, like, you're capable of getting so much money and still be like on that first tier. Like, they don't teach you all of those amazing benefits of marriage. They just show you the fact that it's, you know, tedious to like be a leader in the household, be an example to your kids. They just show you that, but they don't show you the other stuff. Like, you're capable of affording to do much more. And if you're a businessman and you already make good money, then it enables you to like pretty much play with your accountant and let your accountant manage the money for you, enabling you to essentially live a very nice lifestyle if you have a very good accountant. Because then
would you say that the people who are still getting married, who possibly could be in the minority in about 20 years or less from now, would you say that they will just rise in worth? And then do you think they'll be still worth more than the non-married people? There'll just be less of them?
Yeah, I think so. I think the people that decide to get married, they see the value in it, both people. And that's pretty much like a promise, like, I'm going to do you right, you do me wrong, that's it. If you mess this up, I'm done. I mess this up, I'm done type thing. It's like, it's starting to get to that level of like very basicness and simpleness. It's like not even becoming like this, I love you. No, it's like.
Nah, I could disagree though.
What?
Because in today's world now, it's not such a traditional thing, but more and more people are coming out and saying, you know what? I love so much that I can be with you. I can be with Ashley, Tiffany, Brenda, Felicia right now. They all live in my house. I take care of them. We live in as a family. And they can all have my kids and they can all be kept. Yeah, but that's people are doing that.
You gotta afford that, buddy.
Hey, bro, you just asked about billionaires, man, and you ain't say not one of them was single, right? So apparently I gotta follow a trend.
I mean,
you gotta go to Utah, man. Meet the Mormon, bro. They teach you all about that.
Yeah, man.
I don't think they'll like you there, though.
Why is that, sir?
Man, he got a little bit too much rice in him.
Oh, my Lord.
Too much to that brown rice, you feel me?
They still welcome him with open arms, especially if he's like, hey, I already brought two with me.
He gotta have his red Republican hat.
I just want to get married under this church. You know, so that way I can prove to my family, hey, I could be saved with five females. Hey,
there is one that's not undeniably in the categories is undeniably more for appearance, though, which is political.
No, 100%.
Politics is so much more appearance based than it is.
Do you think the poly would work under?
Hell no, no, because you got to be what you're going to say.
Damn, Justin, he said you better stop that.
I'm going to be political.
I'm just saying that people have said that you need to run for office because your voice is so powerful.
Run for office?
Yeah, like be mayor or something.
I'm going to tell you, I get off this dick. Fuck is wrong with you, boy?
You're going to run from behind, bro. What you talking about? You're going to run from the streets. My voice is just as powerful.
No, but it's very, it's a very powerful thing because a relationship, like I said, it shows that you're capable of leadership. You're capable of governing yourself, you individually, and somebody else. Even as a female, it's still powerful to know that she knows what men need and want at times.
Let me ask you this to clarify. So would you say that marriage is the highest form of collaboration?
It is the highest form of collaboration that human beings get to have on this planet. Because that's somebody that, whether you literally want to or not, they have access to you that nobody else does or should, technically.
What is
the highest form of collaboration, sir?
You want to know what's the highest form of collaboration?
Like an art project? An art project? Okay. Okay. But, bro, that's part of being in a relationship.
Wait, hold up now. Reproduction is not a long-term collaborative effort. That could be a 1 minute.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
No. We're talking about successful collaborations. Mm-hmm. We need two people. To successfully take care of one.
I mean, is that successful? Is they're not really married? Or are we just talking about as long as the child is alive, they successful?
But we're talking about today's age, though. We're talking about people getting less married, which means more kids
being born
out of wedlock. Huh?
Is that really successful, though? Like a successful relationship and successfully raising the child?
But that's where other variations come in, like X Factor... Mom toxicity.
The definition of a successful collaboration is nowadays, like, bro, we had the child, we share custody, we successful, we ain't fighting.
No, we got to change the definition of success. Yeah,
I think successful as a collaborative effort is together in one environment.
And if you live together, you might as well be married.
Yeah, ideally, you'd have a ring, because then now they could be on your life insurance.
I ain't got all that money for a ring. We can get a
ring pop.
Rings are they're not that expensive, bro.
You can put a down payment of $699 and pay a $99.99 for the next
week. You want this Walmart ring? Or do you want to be rich in the future?
Hey, hold on now. Don't be saying this Walmart ring now. Walmart rings are 50 bands.
Yo, I got... Wait, what?
Chill out now. Don't say this Walmart ring.
I can go get a discount from Walmart still.
Your discount is still going to be like 40K.
Walmart, bro, why is Walmart getting robbed more than? Like, they got 50 band rings.
Well, at least I'm speaking on the super Walmart around here.
I'm talking about the super Walmart, bro. I be going in around that jewelry section.
That's why they always have it locked up all the time, bro. They have expensive jewelry.
It's the same lockup that they be giving the women's hair products, bro. They still be getting stolen. How are we not robbing Walmart? right now.
Bro, what do you mean? Why are you saying this on air?
I mean we. I mean, like,
we do not condone Walmart yet. We do not condone this.
If they got rings like that, bro, what?
Yeah, bro, don't be saying, that's what I said, don't be saying Walmart. A girl gonna be like, I want that one right there. That one in the luxury section in Walmart. Yeah, that one. And it's like, nah.
That's okay. It's okay. I got this one. I got this one. Yo, we're the Great Value brand. I know they usually have it right next to it because they know how to place them items.
Yeah, they do. Like, they really do. It's like, yeah, choose for difference. It's like choose 19 of these, and it's like,
I'd be like, two for one.
It's like, these don't shine as much. It's like, hey, but you get two though.
Exactly. You wear two rings, bro. We doubly in love.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
Look, if it break off, you just clip it back on.
Get a little spit shine, man. Just put a little elbow grease on. That's real love, right there. That's work and effort. Talking about.
Oh my lord.
I'm pretty sure Amazon got some good rings. Actually, I can sell you Amazon rings right now. Give me like a $20. Hey. And be like, yo, get in the gift box too. Yo, that'd be funny if somebody proposed to their wife with an Amazon.
No, people have done it. People have done it. Like, you can look it up. I've looked it up on a whole bunch of different places. Yeah, Amazon has rings that people propose to. It's like, this was a temporary ring while I was waiting on my like $50,000 one. But then I realized I don't even need one because this one was just as good. Yo, share your screen. Unfortunately, guys who don't see yet, maybe one day when we go live, we'll be able to, like, you know, share screens and
that's
stuff
crazy.
Like that.
We go live.
But there's a lot of really cool things that people when they're cheap and affordable.
They really, I can propose for $11. Oh my god, we can go. Oh my god,
them have payment plans, so even like the $1,000 or $2,000 ones.
Yeah, I thought you were about to say we can go on a payment plan for $11.
Now you can do that too, I believe. You know, for those that need that payment plan.
Who the fuck are y'all gonna fake propose to?
What do you mean? Like, what you need to
propose, bro? What you talking about?
We need to get to the next level at life.
Bro, nah, who's a lucky lady, guys? Yeah, who's a lucky lady?
Yo, you know how I like, let me get this ring tested when they get divorced. Me like, this ring is worth $1.
That's them being generous.
That's you already hear it first, fans. Fred in progress is getting married for $1.
Hey, oh, I mean, boy. It's not about how much the ring; it's about how much the love.
Hey, listen, yeah, that lady, she's gonna be financially in love too.
Hey, that's $1 more than me.
Hey, she has to fill out an intake form. Be like, what's your college debt level like?
No, cause think about it. Think about it. You know, when you do the math, if they're bringing in a lot of debt and their degree is in a very good degree is in a very good field, they can still be an asset.
We don't have kids. I mean, like, they can't even work in that field. What you talking about?
Why not?
Cause they're gonna have to take at least a good 6-week leave.
Oh, Raf, you want a slave. Ladies, if you want Rafi, he's going to slave
not,
you out.
And then if not, you're going to have to get a babysitter unless you have family to watch him with you.
That's so true.
That's what I'm like, yo. Okay,
hey, guys, how many children?
Would you rather drop $20,000 on a ring or use that $20,000 to
No, bro, I'm saying, listen to me. This is realistically logical. So, okay. If they got like, say they got like $25,000 college debt. I gotta throw both them words, and you know, I gotta describe it difficultly. Okay, anyway.
Correct.
Imagine. Correct. So they got like $25,000 college debt, right?
Right.
I'm like, so you want a wedding, mm-hmm. or do you want your college debt paid? And we can go to the court. You know what I mean? I'm like, hey, what this wedding for when I could pay off your college for the rest of your life? I mean, like, come on now.
And if she chooses a wedding, we get in divorce right there and then.
No, you don't get married.
Because
on to the next. What you mean?
That's tough, man. But you know, I still think that once you make that decision, because you could find somebody that, you know, meets all your criteria type stuff, and then you decide to make that plunge.
I feel like
you talking about that plunge into extra debt.
I would just like to say something right now.
Debt in time.
Getting no more. I'm trying to pay off my own debt, and once I pay off that debt, I'm trying to go back in debt, man. That's like if you get out the cold water, you're like, hold up, now I got to get back in the cold water for a little bit.
But you can marry somebody, and then later on, they could become like shopaholics, especially the more successful you become in life.
Bro, what?
You know,
separate accounts? What are you talking about?
Oh man, you already got everything planned out like that.
No, I just got solutions to problems that can possibly
arise. Unless you feel attached to them.
Well, I heard two people.
We're gonna have a joint account and separate accounts.
Interesting. You wanna say that on the Argue Bros?
It's still gonna be under your name though.
I'm real about everything I'm gonna do. What you talking about?
Hey, oh, it's still gonna be under your name though, so you still gonna have to pay that shit.
I'm talking about that main account's under my business name, not under my name. What are you talking about?
You smart, man. I wish I had a
brain. That's
like
why we're gonna have separate accounts under my name and her name. Then we have a business account we can siphon off a little money when the owner decides to. And I'm not the owner.
Hey, just for FYI, guys, those that don't know, Fred is actually a business consulting and a life consulting too. Is that the correct term?
You can say that.
Yeah, so you know, he had actually spit in like real, he can't, he's only telling us because we're his homies, but like if you book a session with him, he'll actually break it down in like way better detail.
I'm trying to keep my finances safe while keeping the love tender, if you know what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah. He's like, you know, actually very knowledgeable about this stuff, guys. So like hit him up if you need that, you know, consultation.
I'm not getting married until 35, so I mean take that with a grain of salt.
Is that because of certain financial incentives or that freedom thing you were saying earlier?
I think it's easier to take a risk and make a lot of money and save a lot of money before getting married. So it's better to try to, in your peak prime period, focus on that, the grind.
Yeah, because a lot of cultures, they focus on, you know, grinding, you know, up until like their early 30s, mid 30s. And then they start focusing on settling down because that's when you can't enter certain conversations without having that proof of like, I have a stable relationship. I know how to lead this. I know
exactly. I'm trying to have my children like in my 30s.
But there's also cultures that is like, what? You're 18? You're 19? If you're telling their girls you're 19, yo, you feel me?
Yeah, and our culture, like, you don't got a family? By 20, what?
That's
bro.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's like, it's ridiculous. It's like, but in the same culture though, like the dollar disappears like overnight. Nobody holds their money. No one saves, no one invests. So it's very hard to like, you know, not be self-gratifying every few seconds. You know what I'm saying? Like it's very, very tough. But, you know, that's what makes life sweet. And that's what makes everything, you know, beautiful is the opportunity that now that we all have, we can have that choice, whether we want to, you know, go our individual ways as single individuals or whether we want to settle down and get married and actually live that lifestyle. We actually have all of those chances and opportunities. But, you know, that's just something that we could go on and on and on about. Other than that, do you guys have any upcoming things that you guys are, like, you know, promoting and whatnot?
I will be promoting. So I only had one blog post for, like, about 2 years now. I know I've been missed. I'm going to start writing again. Give me about, like, a week and a half, and I'm going to start daily blogging about, like, at least once a week.
Nice, nice.
I'm going to write about my life.
Nice, nice. Just Freeman?
Yeah, I know, man. I just write stories here and there. I'm going to write my first script for drop it in a month or two.
Man, hey, did y'all hear that? I heard that. I was like the sound of a whip somewhere. Oh, my God.
You got any music
yet? Oh, my God.
Music? Music? Hell no, I don't got no music yet. But check it out. But check it out. You can't rush Kanye, right? I'm not him. So don't rush me either. You could quote me. I don't know what that shit mean, but don't rush me, nigga. That's what that mean.
He said, art take time.
Well, this is Nico Pengen, you know what I'm saying? I'm always dropping articles once a week. I'm always, you know, dropping my newsletter that you can sign up for at nicopengen.com. I always got a couple of stuff that I'm working on. We just finished doing a boxing video for Jordani, and then we did another boxing video for Jermaine. They both won these championships, which is honestly pretty cool that they're actually putting their best efforts at. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, being able to know these people and being able to, like, you know, show them their best version of themselves. I think y'all should check it out. But with that said, we're going to keep wrapping this up, potentially end of season one, Argue Bros. We out.
You've been listening to Argue Bros. We hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and leave us a review to let us know what you think. Keep listening, and we'll catch up with you next week.